everyone. This is your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, and your host of this weekly program. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast if you like what you hear and share it as well. We all want to feel like we belong. Yeah, some of us like to think we're independent thinkers and livers and that we aren't like anyone else, but even those conscious rebels want to feel like they're welcomed, appreciated, or understood in some way and respected. We all want to feel like we belong where we are, like we are where we should be, and that we have a genuine feeling of rightness about being there. Recently, I found myself in a class with a lot of young people. I held my own in the class and was engaged in the discussion. I didn't feel like the class was wrong for me, but I left feeling like I was decidedly out of place. Those kids didn't get me. They weren't interested in getting to know me. I wasn't one of them. I didn't have their rhythms of speech, not to mention their casual youthfulness. I was grateful for the class, but I remember having a sense of almost embarrassment that I was who I was among them. It didn't feel like I belonged. But, blessedly, I recognized that pitying and limiting thought pretty quickly, and I realized that I could reject the feeling by listening for some higher and more healing thoughts about myself and about what was really going on. What was telling me that I didn't belong? Well, I was responding to perceived behavior of others based on my own insecurities, probably, and not their actions. I was allowing the mortal mind to paint a picture of me that was less than, out of place, awkward, and truthfully, not really that much different than those limiting and negative beliefs I held about myself when I was 13 years old among a bunch of other 13-year-olds in a class. So it really wasn't about me being so different than everyone else. It was about me judging according to a sense of self-conscious beliefs rather than recognizing and accepting what was really going on in middle school and in the class a few weeks ago. I did belong where God put me, not because everyone was exactly like me, but because God put me there, both to receive what was being offered and to give of God's own qualities in me in a way that only I could give. We can feel a sense of belonging because we belong to God. We belong to His heart, His purpose, His love, and we're never in a place where He isn't standing with us in our corner, being the greatest power and presence in the room, and enveloping us, in all of us, in a sort of unity of His plan. Sometimes we feel we need to see signs of acceptance or validation. And as we settle into our own good and worthy nature in this place, in every place, we will begin to have our eyes opened to that sense of peace and comfort and rightness and responses from others. But even when others don't come over and want to be our best friend, we can acknowledge that we are where God put us. And we not only can feel safe there and accepted, but we can take a pause to remember that we're there to glorify God, and that is to express His light and goodness, His intelligence, curiosity, even that humility and humor that we have, silliness even, we have that to express in this place. So we not only belong, we're an active contribution to where we are. We can't help it. God expresses through you. So where you are a beam of Him, and that's always going to be a great thing. Try not to question that sense of belonging or to hide your light in comparisons and conjectures about others. Be still and know that you are loved right here and now. So you're comfortable, you're confident because you were made to be what God wanted for this moment in this place. And that's not only good, it's great. So we hear people talk about the imposter syndrome, which I think is connected here too a little bit. we may have excelled in a way that has brought us opportunities to do things that we may want to do but feel not really truly capable of or worthy to be in that position. We may feel like the expectations on us are higher than we feel like we can truly fulfill, and that we're just kind of putting on some costume and pretending we know what we're doing, and that pretending that we're qualified, that we belong there. Well, we do. You do. Just because you feel like you're playing a part doesn't mean you aren't fully prepared for that role. God puts you where you do belong, and while it may take a while to get acclimated to the new altitude, so to speak, it doesn't mean you aren't ready to stand on that high mountain and relish your spot and the view that God is providing you of what else he has to offer and what you have to bring, what you have to express of his own intention and qualities. He put you there. You aren't alone in that spot. You bring God's spirit, his intention, his wisdom, moment by moment, and his light to that place. And all of his love supports you. You always will belong in God's embrace. It's where you were made to be, and nothing you can ever do or say, or not do or not say, will take you out of that love. You belong. Accept it, and accept that peace that comes with it as you enter into any new place and experience. I hope this was helpful. I'm happy to chat with you more about it or answer any questions or hear your thoughts. I can be reached at lauramolitor@gmail.com to share ideas with me or to set up a call. My website again is beingfreenow.com. Well, we'll see you all next Friday. Have a great week.